Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Well over 800 people had Rush Limbaugh, who apparently died last week. Who's doing his show now? I don't listen because I'm not a racist bigot. Who listen? Who's doing his show? Anybody listen?
Yeah, give it a shot.
I have no idea. I would assume.
Give it a racist bigot a shot? Or
the
listen.
Show either.
Isn't a racist bigot redundant?
No.
No?
No, they're different.
Okay.
You can be a bigot because a bigot is also multicultural, which I guess would be racist too. I think they're different. Technically a different definition.
Can you be a bigot without being a racist?
I don't think so.
Racist without being a bigot?
No, because a bigot doesn't like certain sexualities either, for that matter. Well, that's a homophobe, too, for that matter.
I think they usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think they're generally the same. Yeah. When I type it out, it's funny.
And generally, where that combination...
Xenophobic's in there, too, by the way.
They throw in xenophobia.
Very xenophobia.
And misogyny.
Misogyny, homophobia, xenophobia.
That usually comes.
Racism, bigot, right?
They usually come as a pack.
And nobody denied that when he died. Even his fans, which was hilarious.
No, they didn't argue that.
That was hilarious. They didn't deny it.
Well, that's because that's what they liked about him.
I know, but that means they were. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's...
But you know guys that listen to him...
He's a big, famous, rich guy with a powerful voice, and he hates women, and he hates... Just like I do.
I understand that, but we know guys that listen to him would never say they are that guy. But I said, why'd you like that guy then?
Because deep down they do.
Of course they do.
Because deep down, they hate the same people that he hates.
Exactly.
So they just say, I don't agree with everything he says.
Yeah, but everything he
says.
That's
how they couch that.
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying any of that. Well, apparently a bunch of people got him on the Deadpool because he was dying.
808 people had him in the Deadpool. They include but are not limited to
or
three quarters of an ass dude.
A really good job of faking it.
Right.
Throwing Grandpa on the grill gets a hit in our Deadpool with Rush Limbaugh, as does Todd's Butt Pharmacy. Let's see. Todd's Floor Aeration Service gets a hit.
Only rectal drugs at the Butt Pharmacy.
I like floor aeration system. Todd's here to aerate the floor. Okay, hang on. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Next year. See you next
spring.
Year.
Todd's Fridge Glory Hole gets a hit. Todd's Knee Existing Condition gets a hit. Todd's Nuclear Intruder gets a hit.
Oh, see, because knee rhymes with pre.
Right.
Yep.
I get it.
Todd's Offensive Groomer gets a hit, as does Todd's Star Trek Seminar.
Oh, Jesus.
And Todd's Tom Petty C-Ring.
All right. He does like Tom Petty.
I don't think I'm qualified to put on a...
I know you bought the C-Ring, though.
Star Trek seminar.
No.
There's people that are way more geeked about Star Trek than I am.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty geeky about it. Yeah, and the ring came with one of those box sets.
A little added bonus they throw in there?
Yeah, you get a bunch of trinkets.
Yeah.
So, we're not... Sonia wrote us. You said something about driving through New Mexico.
I said... the area of New Mexico I drove through was wasteland.
Yes,
and that's from Oklahoma to Albuquerque.
Right. Todd, thank you for defending New Mexico.
Well, you defended other parts of New Mexico. You didn't
Tyler, you are not wrong. Yeah. Albuquerque to Arizona is not nice.
Yeah. And before, and from like Oklahoma to Albuquerque was not nice either.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Granted, I'm talking from a state that's not nice either. I mean, so I'm not really picking on you because it's a vast wasteland up here in Nebraska, too.
But New Mexico
and the
was
drive,
a lot
the drive
like Arizona, depending on what part of the state you're in. You know, you get different topography.
Right.
So she sent a bunch of pictures, and I was curious about a couple of them. And then I also said, where'd you find the show?
Right.
And she said, happy accident, years ago. I assumed it was an Omaha or Wichita connection. Happy accident, years ago. I've only listened via podcast / iTunes. Been about 8 or 9 years. Never been to Nebraska. So she just stumbled upon it.
All
again,
right.
Our excellent marketing.
Right.
Find the show by accident.
Right. Been working, happy
been,
accident.
Been working for years.
Yep. Well, that's been the plan for years.
Still is, apparently.
Wonder if Nebraska's on her bucket list.
Yeah. Don't bother.
I hope not.
It'd be a very sad, a bucket full of tears.
No, our city's fine. Come and visit Lincoln or Omaha or something like that.
So I just see this poll of people, and the question is, do you think women's history is taught too much in schools, not enough in schools, or about the right amount?
Probably not enough.
7%.
Of course it's not enough.
7% of us say women's history is taught too much in schools.
Yeah. and they're pissed off Rush died for sure.
And I'm shocked it's that low.
They're really pissed off Limbaugh died. That's 7. I'm shocked it's that low, too. Well, the rest of them didn't see the quiz.
Yeah. You can't figure in the non-readers.
The answer is not enough, obviously. Did that win it, hopefully, at least?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, 25% of us say it's taught about the right amount. About half of us say it's not taught enough.
Right.
I would go with every faction of history.
Right. And about 20%
it's
of us.
It's not discussed enough.
About 20% of us don't know.
Right. I love that, don't know. Yeah. Well, it's true. If you're not in school right now, you don't know.
I don't know.
But
I would say more history is just whitewashed.
Oh, it has been.
Not taught properly.
Right.
Last year, a YouTube channel of popular chess videos, you would think that that's an oxymoronic phrase.
Well, apparently that Queen's Gambit, people are interested in chess now.
Oh, that's right.
And they start playing it
and
realize, I just suck at it, and it's tough.
It's hard.
My wife just got done watching that, and she said the ending was less than fulfilling.
Is it over?
It's a limited series.
Oh,
so
it was.
It's just that one thing.
People are really jacked about that series. You mentioned all kinds of pop culture.
Down in Mexico, my son works for a company, and among the things that they have under their umbrella is the app and the website chess.com.
All right.
And he said it just boomed.
After that, of
business
course it did.
Just boom for that particular app and website.
You and I have talked about that.
After the Queen's Gambit came on.
When we were younger guys, and it was a huge game.
And so I just signed up for that chess.com yesterday.
I learned how to play that game years ago.
Good. I think Zane gets about 12 cents for that.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, unless chess got easier, I'm still not going
to
play.
No, I haven't played in years, but I know how to play it.
It's hard. That app's nice because it starts off with, it's called adaptive, so it's like it knows that you suck.
Isn't she a big druggie on that show, too?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get that app, too, there, Nick?
No, so I watched that Queen's Gambit, but I just never watched the last episode. I just fell off. I was like, I don't really care what happens here.
Well, she just watched the last episode last night. I was in the kitchen
How many is it? How many episodes?
Eight, okay. Seven. But the last episode gets over, and the first thing I hear out of her is, that's it?
Oh, there's eight deaths.
Like, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nick doesn't need an app to get good at drugs. He probably needs one to help him out of chess.
Okay.
We all do.
Yeah, that chess app leaves you hanging, though, because I was watching there. It's nerd. I've been.
Did you know how to play chess? Did you know how to play chess?
I know how the pieces move and everything,
okay.
But I was just.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times it'll end in draws because I don't know how to end it.
So, what was the story on that, Craig, before we go down
this
stupid rabbit hole? Was there a story?
No story?
Yeah, there's a story.
Okay. Yeah. Because Tyler and I are of a certain age that there were some world events where chess got really popular
when
we were pretty young.
Yeah, we all played it.
And at what point did you lose interest? Because I did for a long time, and then started playing again, and then I realized how much I suck at it.
The neighborhood kids, we played it. And we were also kids I know you were more nerdy than I was at that age, and I was not one of the nerdy kids, but people just played it. It was that popular. People played chess. I mean, I'm not saying I was one of the cool kids. I just wasn't one of the nerdy kids.
No, it was one of the things.
Everybody played it.
I got the chance to hang out with some cool kids.
Well, it was culturally important at the time.
Yes, at the time.
It was, right.
It transcended cool and nerdy.
Yeah, but then it went away pretty quick. I don't think I played that game since ninth grade, maybe.
Last year, a YouTube channel of popular chess videos was blocked over charges of harmful and dangerous content.
I used to play a lot with a dong, by the way. He kicked my ass. A dong would kick my ass.
He liked it.
He knew how to play the game. And I was a newbie. A dong would kick my ass.
Forceful about it, was he?
Basically. He would just pound me into the table.
Not only getting pounded by a dong.
Exactly. How'd your chess game go? I was pounded by a dong again.
You're playing it wrong.
You didn't even take your board.
A dong's got one. Sorry, that's going to be a callback the rest of the show. Just in case you're wondering, a dong is an Indian name.
Last year, a YouTube channel of popular chess videos was blocked over charges of harmful and dangerous content. YouTube did not explain. Experts suspect that it was the usage of words like black and white that confused the YouTube's AI filters. They found that 80% of chess videos that were flagged for hate speech actually had terms like black, white, attack, and threat.
Yeah, so that there's obviously a glitch in the system there.
Yeah.
The pieces are black and
taking
white.
Taking the black king.
Right.
AI wasn't figuring
queen.
In enough context.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, white needs to attack black.
Right.
Whoa.
Yes. That. So they're saying, I guess our algorithm has difficulty differentiating between hate speech and normal conversation. So they're, that's just something else they got to work on.
A dong was always black when we played. That's why I kicked my ass.
Okay.
He was an aggressive player.
Yeah, he was.
Researchers wanted to determine if statewide marijuana laws have an impact upon the detection of drugs and alcohol in victims of motor vehicle collisions.
Is our governor going to like the answer?
They looked at information from Arizona, California, Ohio, Oregon, New Jersey and Texas between 2006 and 2018. The percentage of patients testing positive for THC, marijuana, was compared to the percentage of patients driving under the influence of alcohol that were involved in a motor vehicle collision.
Don't you already see a mistake here, Craig? Because you can smoke yesterday and be sober today and still have THC in your system. That's what drives me crazy.
Right, you can smoke 2 weeks ago and still have THC in your system.
And be driving totally unimpaired. But go ahead.
In the years between 2006 and 2018, marijuana use increased in every state examined. Alcohol use did not change. There did not appear to be a relationship between the legalization of marijuana and the likelihood of finding THC in patients admitted after a motor vehicle collision.
Okay, that's good.
In fact, in Texas, where marijuana remains illegal, there was the largest change in the detection of THC. There was no apparent increase in the incident of driving under the influence of marijuana after legalization. In addition, the changes in marijuana legalization did not appear to impact alcohol use either.
Well, get that down to Lincoln, so the governor can say, well, I guess I was wrong.
He brushes away.
I've been wrong the whole time.
He brushes away kids in wheelchairs with seizures. What do you think he cares about regular stoners? He doesn't care. He's on the wrong side of history there because that's just going to go everywhere.
Oh, no. He seems like the kind of guy that would look at all sides.
Really care?
Yeah, very reasonable.
Examine it. Yeah. Be all pragmatic about it.
Douchebag. We're not talking about the same people, Todd.
No.
You're obviously talking about somebody else.
I am. I might have got him confused with another governor.
All them other governors. Yeah. Don't know how to act.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced that Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid is game-worn COVID face shield. Is going to be put on display at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
They're going to clean that off. Is there spittle? Yeah. Is there spittle and crumbs on it? There's crumbs on it. You know that,
right? You got to leave the spittle
and the crumbs and the crumbs
and the fat guy condensation.
Right?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Well, they got rid of the condensation.
Well, they should store it in something cold.
There's a retain that so condensation. It fogs up. Mm-hmm. There's got to be like a piece of a hot dog on that thing or some ketchup. You know,
they got rid of the fogging.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I think he leaves trails of hot dog everywhere he goes.
He's a hell of a coach, though. You got that.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I heard the other day.
That last game.
This one offended me. I know there's a lot of glaring omissions, but.
I love the offended.
Speaking of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know who's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? The Jay Giles Band.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Or Pete Rose.
Yeah. They're going to have a tough go.
You're not going to be Donut Road again. Pete Rose ain't in it either.
So after that first game that he fogged up in his shield, they got that fixed with an anti-fogging product.
Right.
Yeah.
He eventually switched to wearing a face mask
with a food pouch in it.
Yeah, the oat bag.
The feed bag.
They're not going away anytime soon.
But the face shield going on display at the Hall of Fame.
Those N95s kind of make you look like you have a snout.
Yeah.
They do.
So you could put some food in those N95s.
With the exception of, like, hot chicks on the news. Nobody looks good in these masks. They just look covered up.
Well, I think that makes a lot of people look better.
Well, yeah. I understand that. I get that. But I'm just saying, in general, you know, it is what it is. You just got to wear it when you go places. I kind of like the anonymity. Not that we're famous, but I kind of like – but I get – people still say, hey – I think we talked about this before, Nick, and I think everybody listening that took it seriously that it's going to be like, you're going to open the door when you get that vaccine. Do you feel that way, Nick? I'm going to ask you now because you're fully vaccinated because you're important.
Right?
You work at a pharmacy.
Shot so to you're, the top of the list.
You're right place, right time. You work at a pharmacy. I got no problem with that. I give you crap about it, but I still give you no problem with it.
And we're jealous.
And now your family's not. So you know your wife can still get it from you. So you're doing the exact same.
I haven't
right?
changed anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't because right. my wife was talking about that because being a teacher, well, I'm teacher's aide, she might get one before me. She probably will, obviously, and she should. And then she for a split second she thought, I can't do anything. I said, no, you can't do anything because kids are not inoculated. I'm not inoculated yet.
Right? Yeah, you can still spread.
But you still have that sense of relief that you will not die.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do.
That's a big sense.
Yeah, that's huge, dude. That's
I mean, you got some peace of mind, but you don't think you're bulletproof.
No.
That's well, what I'm afraid still, of. Plus, a lot of people think they're bulletproof after they get the vaccination.
Well, they're being rude and they're going out and they don't give a crap. But they're also, I mean, like you said, Nick, your wife hasn't been vaccinated, so you got to protect her and your kids.
Yeah.
But you can notch down the paranoia a little about going to the grocery store.
Well,
for you.
Yeah, but I haven't changed anything.
Yeah. I'm not like still, you know, washing hands when we get home, the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, well, certainly, but,
like,
but you know.
The kind of person that's going to stop wearing a mask after they get vaccinated is the kind of person who's not wearing a mask now.
I don't know. I think there are people that are going to stop when they get vaccinated, they're going to stop wearing a mask.
I agree with that. I think I did just read yesterday they said that there was going to be some CDC guidance coming for people who have been fully vaccinated.
Oh, just in time.
Well, yeah, I know that, but they still have to wear the mask.
And that'll probably still be. But I think up until now, the CDC hadn't put out anything really to say, here's what you should and shouldn't be doing, but they're going to officially make a statement.
I did hear, I heard one of the statements. I heard Fauci say this yesterday. He said basically if you're inoculated, say you got parents you haven't seen in a while, and they're inoculated, and you're all three together, you can be all three together without mask on because you're just all three inoculated, all three together, you know.
Coronavirus infections can start to rise again as variants like the one first detected in the UK continue to spread. Trevor Bedford with the University of Washington and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center warns that could result in a new wave around April or May.
What's the name of that last guy?
Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research
Hutchinson,
Center.
Kansas. The
he predicts cases will be brought under control over the summer.
Oh, no, I'm reading a lot of good news.
The potential surge is why experts say it's still critically important to continue wearing masks and practice social distancing.
Yeah, I've heard of potential spikes happening in March. And you said April. March, April, May.
Well, new wave around April or May, according to this gentleman.
It's an endless slog.
I could wear a mask forever. I think I look better with a mask on. Especially like the disposable ones. I like the disposable ones because it brings out the blue in my eyes.
Yeah, but you can see you can see saliva through those things, you know.
Oh,
well,
that's part of the appeal.
Spit in your mask.
I think most women look better in masks.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Well, the eyes.
That's Nick Allen, folks. Send your emails to Nick Allen, ladies.
It brings their eyes out, really. I don't know who's attractive and who's not once they would pull it down.
No, you don't. You're right, because you've seen that.
You know what else makes them look hot, Nick, is a hijab. I think women look great in a hijab.
Really highlights the eyes.
I like your whole face is covered, right? Now, the herd immunity is not going to happen anytime soon, and I think that's what people think. They think that everybody gets vaccinated. Well, and there's still a bunch of people out there not getting vaccinated and don't want to get vaccinated.
That's going
to
be the problem.
So they're going to keep us from herd immunity, so that means big concerts without masks and hanging out is not going to happen until December. Because there's a lot of people that still won't get it.
I saw a tweet yesterday.
We need 70% at least, Dr. Mina, and also other doctors have said this.
Yeah, people just need to get it.
Right.
I saw a tweet yesterday about how... I just got the vaccine, no side effects, but I am very excited about the Microsoft family of products.
Oh, yeah, that's just...
I like that.
Yeah. I got the chip. I get that one.
Chip.
Yeah.
I read the other day the...
My arm hurts. I saw somebody, my arm hurt too. Both of you guys shut up. When I see people on Facebook saying that to each other, the rest of us here are waiting for it, hoping not to die in the meantime. And you're saying your arm hurts. My arm hurt, too. My arm hurt, too. I felt a little crampy one day. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, it's minor compared to anything.
Everything's minor. Nobody cares that your arm hurt after a vaccine shot. Nobody cares.
So a few months ago, the North Dakota governor made an unprecedented upper Midwest move and threw down a mask mandate.
Yeah, what happened there?
Well, now the North Dakota House has just passed a bill that says you can't. You cannot. Yeah. It forbids mandatory mask wearing. So if a store...
The North Dakota House is run by what party?
Oh, well, it's totally Republican.
Okay, of course,
I thought it was going to be Whigs.
Just wanted to check.
I mean, the store can say you have to wear a mask if you want to come here, but they don't have to.
Well, the store doesn't have to say that.
Yeah, I mean, the store can still
I'm not going to that store. Yeah.
Yeah, they can still make a rule that you have to wear a mask in that store. They're just not required to.
Right.
And before, the entire state had to cooperate, and now they don't. Progress.
DirecTV guy at my house yesterday, and of course he had his mask on, but he's downstairs. I'm upstairs. I'm not bothering the guy because he's doing his job, and I hate when people do that. That's one of those things you learn on the how not to be your parents. You're hanging around the guy doing stuff. Hey, you need the help? No, I do this every damn day. So I'm sitting upstairs on the couch, and I realize my mask is going the whole time. I'm nowhere near him, and I'm just so used to having it on. I'm watching TV with my mask on, you know, in my own freaking house. All right. Wear a mask. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.